WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 45 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. Frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between BCS and both Houston airports. Commute in comfort with GroundShuttle.com. Let them do the driving. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The roots of College Station, a railroad station for those attending and working at Texas A&M, may be part of the city's future. Mayor Carl Mooney on WTAW's The Infomaniacs is investigating the possibility of creating light rail service as a way of reducing street traffic generated by students.
And just so happens that over the holidays, my daughter is going to be going to graduate school up at Colorado State. The university and public business, as well as the city, got together and developed a light rail system that runs up and down. And the policy that they have there is that unless a student lives on campus, that student doesn't get an on-campus parking pass.
Mooney also wants to visit with other universities to learn what they're doing to reduce street traffic. The local Macy's store survives another round of closures. The department store chain announced yesterday 63 stores out of 730 will be closed this spring, and two more will be closed by the middle of the year. More than 6,000 jobs are affected. Three other stores closed last year, and 32 more will shut down at a time yet to be determined. Eight stores in Texas will close, including two in Houston at Greens Point and West Oaks Mall. This is part of Macy's announcement last August that 100 stores would close as part of a restructuring. Bryan police make two arrests following separate reports of gunfire where no one was hurt.
One incident involves the sixth arrest of a 19-year-old Bryan man since last April. It's after a resident of four plexes behind the Westgate Center off Welborn Road reported someone kicking in their neighbor's door. Then they heard a gunshot. According to the arrest report, officers chased a suspect through three apartment complexes and crossed Welborn Road where his pants got stuck in a briar patch near the railroad tracks. Dequandis Blue was arrested for evading arrest with prior convictions. The occupant of the fourplex where the door was kicked in did not want to press charges. Investigators obtained a search warrant and recovered from that unit an undisclosed number of firearms and an undisclosed amount of narcotics. No arrests were made following the search. In an unrelated incident, the 36th arrest of a Bryan man since 1987 followed gunfire near his West Bryan home. 46-year-old Gary Stewart was arrested for public intoxication, unlawful possession of a weapon by a felon, throwing his handgun over a neighbor's fence, and evading arrest with prior convictions. Stewart denied having a gun or firing it. According to the arrest report, Stewart was released from prison last September on parole for felony stalking and manufacture and delivery of controlled substances. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
For more than 60 years, the Texas Association of Broadcasters has never had someone chair the organization's board of directors more than once until this year. Bryan Broadcasting Vice President and General Manager Ben Downs, who held that role in 2003, is again leading the board.
I've been in radio since I was 14 years old, and I love being involved doing this with broadcasters. I've stayed involved at the state level and the national level, and I've enjoyed every minute of it.
He will lead a 40-member board that represents the interests of the state's more than 1,200 over-the-air radio and television stations. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes past 7. It's 45 degrees. Text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Traveling can be stressful. Let GroundShuttle.com transport you to and from the Houston airports with ease. GroundShuttle is a local company that offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan College Station and both IAH and Hobby airports. Commute in comfort with luxury shuttles with reclining seats, power outlets, and Wi-Fi on select shuttles, so you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. With GroundShuttle, your commute to Houston airports has never been easier. And ask about our in-town charter service and private car service in the new Mercedes S350. GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving.
Only days remain. David Gardner's Jewelers Total Jewelry Liquidation in College Station ends January 8th. Now, save up to 70% and more during the most spectacular sale in David Gardner's 33-year history.
This massive total multi-million dollar collection of fine jewelry, diamonds, and more must be sold now, all at sacrifice liquidation prices.
This is your last chance to save. These once-in-a-lifetime incredible prices will end on January 8th. Take advantage of these final reduction sacrifice prices until the inventory is sold.
Only days remain. David Gardner's Jewelers Total Jewelry Liquidation in College Station ends January 8th. Don't miss this enormous store-wide total jewelry liquidation event taking place exclusively at David Gardner's Jewelers, 911 University Drive East, College Station.
Certain exclusions apply.
7:10, good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition, they do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
More clouds and sunshine today. Temperatures should be able to get up to about 60 degrees this afternoon. We'll keep quite a bit of cloudiness around tonight. It'll become breezy, lows 30 to 35. Cloudy and breezy tomorrow with a chance for a shower. It's going to be a cool day. Highs tomorrow 40 to 45. Tomorrow night, partial clearing, breezy and cold, lows near 25. We'll have sunshine Saturday, highs on Saturday between 40 and 45. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Aggie women's basketball team heads to Georgia tonight to take on the Lady Bulldogs. Meanwhile, in college football, we'll check out the teams who are shaking things up at offensive coordinator. And in Dallas, the Stars couldn't overcome Max Pacioretty and the Montreal Canadiens. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you are. Good morning. From the WC Tractor Control Room, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. You know, you can call us, you can text us, you can send us pictures of sunrises. However, not going to be as nice today. Yesterday was. Yesterday was a nice sunrise. Mm-hmm. And we thank folks for the pictures. 979-695-1620. We got in jar openers.
Yes.
We have our jar openers.
I have a large box in my office.
Do you? And I have a smaller one here, and it's neat because it's got that new smell.
I know. You know? My whole office smelled of it yesterday.
It's the same thing as when you carry your tires in the back of your car, you know, and you can smell them. Yeah.
It's nice because I finally have one in here, and I actually use this little calendar whenever I'm doing sports.
It's handy.
The dates and everything.
That's it. So we have to figure out a creative, easy way to give these away.
Okay.
I mean, when was the last time you got something you really don't need? Because we've already figured out most everybody's gotten rid of their mouse that they actually need a mouse pad for.
But hey, everyone needs a calendar, man.
And that's why I don't call it a mouse pad. It's good for opening jars. If there's a jar that you have trouble doing the lid, then you can just use this for that. And it's got that calendar thing on it.
You know, I use one in here, an older one, after I wash my coffee mug out.
Oh, yeah.
And kind of towel it off a little. But sure. Then it's like a drying pad.
That's right. It can do that. So it does many, many things.
Yep.
If you happen to have a table where the legs are not quite level, you could take last year's calendar and cut some of that off and stick it under
good
there.
Good point.
Perfect,
you know?
Yeah.
And, or you could turn it over so that the cloth side is down, and you could put that on the bottom of all your furniture that's on a hardwood floor.
And slide it.
And it could slide along very easily.
Or if you need to take a nap.
Uses.
If you need to take a nap at work, it's real soft, so you
that's
lay
true.
Your head on
could
it.
Could do that.
Yeah.
So many, many uses of it, and the thing is it keeps on giving. Because basically, if you'll think about this, tell me what you always do with last year's calendars.
Mm-hmm.
You throw it out, right? I mean, it may have pictures of clowns or whatever you like, and you may cut them out and put them in
clowns.
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure.
Good example.
Yeah, but anyway, this is a very practical thing. It's just we need to figure out an easy way.
We
to
already
give
have
them away.
People texting in.
Do we?
Yeah, wanting them.
Now you see, and I don't know how we do that. I mean, do they want to give us their names and then we can leave them at the front desk? I mean,
we could.
That's kind of what I'm thinking about.
Okay.
They could.
Are we just giving away all of them?
No. Well, here's what we'll do. Here, I guess if they want to give us their email address, if they want to text in their email address, because I mean, there's some people who don't want to have their first and last name associated with a phone number, and that's
okay.
Cool. I'm all right with that.
Yep.
So let's say for the next.
So instead, send me your email address that has your first and last name in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
sure. Let me. Let's do 20. Okay.
20.
The
nice.
The next 20 people who do that, then we'll give them. If you want to call it a mouse pad calendar, you can.
Okay.
But it's 20. It's a 2017, so it's good. Let me see what this is. Hi there.
Well, I wanted to help you solve your problem on giving them away. You
tell
can
me.
Give one of them to me.
Oh, okay. Well, do you want to come get it?
Sure, I'll come get it.
Okay, because actually mailing it, we don't have the budget.
Oh yeah.
All right. So who are you?
I'm Gene.
All right, Gene. We'll come by here and we'll have one for you. Thanks a lot. Okay.
All right. So you can either give me your name or email, whichever one you prefer.
And then we'll post that at the front desk.
Yep, we can do that.
And Chella and the gang will take it from there.
Yeah.
All right, so don't come up here if you didn't give us your name.
And I will text you back.
There you go.
And let you know if you are one of the lucky 20.
That's right, yeah. Don't come up here and cause a scene, though, okay?
And be patient. There's going to be a lot of you.
Jar opener!
That's exactly right. Well, police in Pennsylvania say that a woman was so upset at not winning the lottery that she made violent threats. That would be 47-year-old Tawanda Shields, accused of making dozens of phone calls to the Pennsylvania Lottery headquarters over the last 8 months. A police spokesman said she basically completely obsessed over this whole lottery thing, and the fact that she doesn't win upsets her very much. Now, allegedly, Tawanda told lottery employees she knew where their families lived, and she planned to hire somebody to hurt them.
Wow.
This lady is obsessed.
Yeah.
Cops said she also promised someone would die at a local retail store where she purchased tickets. Tawanda defended her right to make the calls as, quote, free speech. Well, no. That's not right. She faces 53 different counts of harassment, stalking, and making terrorist threats.
Free speech doesn't mean you can threaten people.
Was Tawanda,
and hurting their family members. Yeah. Like, it's not just like, oh, I'm going to come beat you up.
Think about those.
I'm going to hire a hitman.
Yeah, think about those people who were at Tawanda's Christmas dinner going,
wow, Tawanda.
She's part of that family, huh? Hello.
Good morning. I've been listening to you guys for I don't know how many years, and I've never won a multifunction jar opener, calendar, furniture, repair kit.
Yeah,
I'd really love to win one of those.
I ain't never won one. Okay, now who are you?
I'm Angela Vasquez, and I have won a trip to Schlitterbahn, but I've never won a trip. I mean, I've never won a multifunction jar opener.
Well, Angela, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I mean, you've convinced me, so this is what I'm going to do. You are going to get the full array. I'm going to give you not only a 2017 mouse pad for you to use as a calendar and such, I'm also going to give you a 2016 so that you can use it to cut up and put under your furniture
there
and things like that. Okay, so we got that for you.
You guys rock.
Thank you. All right. We'll have that for you today, okay?
I'll be there.
Thanks. Bye. All right. So she
I
gets
love
a,
our listeners.
Me too.
A 2016 and a 2017, because obviously she sees all the uses for this. I mean, she multifunction. That's exactly right. All right, it's 7:17. Oh, I don't know if I want to do this because it'll probably hijack the program for today.
Let's do it.
All right.
No, the mouse pads already have. I've
I
got
know.
Text
that's,
messages
okay.
flying in.
All right, that's cool. All right, well, that's good. We're going to do that. So, yeah, we got 20 people who get those today.
Yep.
It started with a little one-line story here, and I thought, well, I'll kind of look into this.
Okay.
Finland launched a 2-year experiment this week to provide its citizens with a basic income regardless of their employment status. So I go look this thing up.
Mm-hmm.
This is called universal basic income.
Yeah, I heard about this.
All right. Started in 2011, a guy named Guy Standing, who was an economist at the University of Bath, put this idea together. Now, I go in and start looking at this, and it is amazing. As long as you use a reasonable voice, people can do the craziest thing. I mean, there's an article in the Guardian this morning, the London Guardian, talking about how, well, you've probably heard of universal basic income. Giving everyone a set amount of money is billed as a solution to changing the nature of work. You see, automation will render large swaths of the population unemployable. So, of course, we must give them money. Now, amazingly enough, the politicians think this is a great idea. Because how do you guarantee your employment as a government politician? You give people money. And now you're going to set it up. So in this trial period, they'll have 2,000 people aged 25 to 58 that will get a monthly stipend and won't have to report how they spend it. The trial will determine if basic income can become, quote, a blueprint for the Finnish social security system. Well, no, because
no.
They'll spend it right away. They're not going to bank it. And I'm not saying the American social security system's good, but I'm just saying you give people money today, they're going to spend it today.
Do
yes.
these people not understand economics also in a sense that the
no,
value
no,
of
Brad,
products changes
Brad.
Based upon who can afford them?
No, no. And the quality of work that, you know, based on the amount of pay. No,
yeah,
none
and
of
plus,
that.
Like, nobody's going to do any awful jobs
yeah.
because who's going to want to? They're going to have the money anyway.
See, many people say that a basic income removes the incentive for people to find work.
My head is going to pop.
But Finland doesn't see it that way. Instead, the government believes standard unemployment benefits keep people from looking for work because they lose their benefits once they find a job. So under the logic of Finland, people on basic income will take jobs they might otherwise have not considered.
Okay, like they're half right. The first part of that I think is right, but the second part is the same thing.
I mean, they're going to just give people money.
Just
to be, just because they're there.
Yeah.
Just like unemployment, though. It's still going to cause people to not have incentive to work.
And that's what I said. I mean, they're speaking in a reasonable voice. And I'm not going to say this is going to take over the entire EU, but they like the idea in Finland and they don't think it sucks in England, so...
It's like saying my foot is broken, so I'm going to cut off the other foot because it'll help me walk.
Sure, exactly.
What?
If successful, you see, the program could cut Finland's unemployment rate, which is 8.8% in November, according to the EU Statistical Office, and that is high by Nordic standards. In Sweden and Denmark, unemployment is below 7%, and it's 5% in Norway. Now, in Denmark, they hold you down and tax you until you can't breathe.
Yeah.
I mean, I forget what it is. It's like 62% or something. But you know what? They're not marching with pitchforks in the street in Denmark.
That's right.
And the folks in Washington see that. So I'm just saying, if it seems to work over there, you sure hate that. I just don't want politicians here to be hearing this.
Yeah. No, no, yeah.
So again, it bothers me more than just a little bit, but that's what's out there, and they think it's going to be a good idea in Europe. All right, if you want a mouse pad and all that other stuff, it's 979-695-1620. Text us, and we'll put you on the list.
Yeah, we still have a couple more spots
okay, got
on
a couple
our
more.
List.
All right.
Yep.
So it's been 7 long months since Muhammad Ali went to that big ring in the sky, but there's plenty of drama brewing in the boxer's fortune. Daily Mail from UK reports 9 children will inherit $6 million, but his wife gets double that amount, and insiders say there's a lot of bad blood in that family, apparently because Lonnie won't let her stepchildren see the champ before his death, and few of his kids were livid that didn't happen. So, and the other thing is that she chose Mike Tyson, Lennox Lewis, and Will Smith among the pallbearers, rather than his sons.
Oh.
So bad blood going there in the Muhammad Ali.
It's so sad when death just causes even more turmoil in
families.
That's
right. The worst things. Oh, listen, we're talking Finland here. There's a man in Finland who's created a skateboard out of toilet paper. See? See what happens?
See what happens?
You're free to do things like that when the government gives you money.
Oh, boy.
YouTube video shows this Finnish factory worker using a hydraulic press to smash dozens of rolls of toilet paper into the shape of a skateboard. He's been fitting the board with wheels, then he's going to cruise across this hardwood floor. The board looks ridiculous. It's ugly because, after all, it's got this piece of toilet paper hanging off the back.
Yeah.
But it works. The video's gone viral, 400,000 views. And I forget what it was. We'd mentioned cool websites like you get to see things crushed and stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they used this hydraulic press on all sorts of different things like ball bearings. But they did it on toilet paper, right. And the thing is it does. It becomes so absolutely compacted that you could use it to almost hammer nails.
Build it's, things.
Yeah. Yeah, you can. Yeah, you could build things too. So there you are. Got that happening.
Huh.
All right. New study from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. By the way, in the next hour we'll talk about all the stuff in the Consumer Electronics Show because, you know, we're all stupid and poor.
Right.
And
we can't afford the cool stuff.
Yeah, that's right. But they're going to let you know that if you had all the money that you needed, that you could buy these things. Anyway, a new study from MIT says that Manhattan could cut its fleet of taxis by 1/3 and get by just fine. The study from their computer science and artificial intelligence lab Well, that's probably a creepy place. They probably know a whole lot of stuff ahead of us. Mm-hmm. They crunched the numbers and found that 3,000 ride-sharing cars could transport 97% of the customers in New York. That's just one-third of the current traffic. And popular science says if carpooling was done with 10-passenger vehicles, just 2,000 vans could replace the 14,000 taxis. That's fine, but do you understand? If you've ever done that thing, like you get on a, like you go to the airport and you get in a van with a lot of people,
yeah,
so you can pay a lower price.
Yeah.
Well, you have to go to the other 16 stops before they get to you.
Right. It takes a while.
Yeah. So any of that stuff that happens, anytime you're at a convention, you know the bus has to stop at more than one hotel.
Mm-hmm.
So if you like that idea, that's fine. But see, when you're in Massachusetts and you don't live in New York, you go, well, I don't care.
I was going to say, and any New Yorker who's had to wait or like tried flagging down a cab for 10 minutes is not going to agree that there could be less cabs.
Yeah. And tell me that there's anybody out there who wants to ride in a van with 14 strangers.
Strangers,
nope.
Yeah, no.
Not going to happen. Just not going to happen.
Even if you were the first stop.
Yeah. Yeah, even if you're the first stop, right, exactly.
No.
You still got to be with them. All right, 726, let's have a look at the weather. It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports. Home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports. 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on ActionSportsTX.com. Well, it's going to be an okay day today. We're going to see some sun at least. 60 will be our high. We are going to freeze tonight probably, calling for a low right at 32. Now, tomorrow, just not very pleasant at all because it'll be cloudy, 40 degrees, and winds gusting up to 20 miles an hour out of the north. Our low on Friday night will be 26. Our high on Saturday, with sun at least, will be 41, but we'll be down to 26 again on Sunday night. Then up to maybe 50 on Sunday with some sunshine still, and probably won't have freezing temperatures. Monday looks better, 63, but we're going to have a kind of a chilly weekend. Right now, winds out of the south at 5. We have some fog and maybe some mist out there, depending on where you are, and it's 45 degrees.
If you're new to town and worried about your accounts in distant banks, or if you're a longtime resident and have the same concerns, your neighbors at the Bank and Trust are ready to earn your business. As the largest locally owned community bank in the Brazos Valley, we strongly believe in our community. Others may claim to be local. We truly are. In fact, you'll find all of our banking centers right here in Bryan College Station and our world headquarters at 1716 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan. Looking for a local bank? Look no further. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers. Member FDIC.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byanski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
In a random act of journalism, the Associated Press obtained a secret document revealing that Iran will get a key nuclear restriction lifted in as little as 11 years. After that, Iran will be able to build nuclear weapons. The secret deal involving Barack Obama, John Kerry, who served in Vietnam, by the way, and European Union leaders means that Iran can replace over 5,000 archaic nuclear centrifuges with advanced versions. Within 6 months after that, they'll be able to produce enough usable uranium to make nukes. This is a disaster. And it's also proof the American people, the entire world, were lied to. Deadly lies by Obama, John Kerry, who served in Vietnam, by the way, and the EU. And, of course, by the Iranians, who continue to peddle the BS cover story that they're only upgrading their nuclear program for peaceful purposes because their Islamic Republic government is guided by the religion of peace. Now, the regime, the Obama regime, the elected Democrats, trashed Israel's prime minister when he tried to warn the world about this deal. And they did the same to conservatives. And while American businesses, who stood to gain financially from renewed ties with Iran, gave this monstrosity their blessing, the only outstanding question is why? Why are Obama and his Democrats so insistent on making Iran a nuclear superpower? Now, there are answers to that question if you have the courage to believe the truth.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 200 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I like them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
Howdy, this is Jason Bayinski with BCR Realty. Real estate inventory is low, and we are now experiencing a seller's market. Now is the best time to sell your home, rentals, land, or commercial properties with an agent that has over 20 years of real estate experience and effectively marketing properties by getting you top dollar in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Bayinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggieLandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bayinski.
Does your car insurance have accident forgiveness, a vanishing deductible, or coverage for new car replacement or electronic lock and key replacement? These are just a few of the many specialty coverages AMCO Insurance can provide through our network of major insurance companies. We can help you decide how much coverage is right for you and find you the most competitive rates. Do more with your auto insurance. Visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 45 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. College Station Mayor Carl Mooney is looking into what other university towns are doing to reduce student traffic on city streets.
I'm hoping we'll be able to develop a better relationship with some other universities to see what they're doing, because we've got to get away from just the way it is. We've got to see what we can do to make us better.
Mooney on WTAW's The Infomaniac says he is interested in exploring light rail, something that is done at Colorado State University.
Those of us who have been around here for a while know of, or actually some of our very older residents know of, the trolley system.
Sure.
And I recall when I got here in the 80s, I could still see the tracks at certain spots, at certain intersections that went up to downtown Bryan. And just imagine a light rail system that would go from downtown Bryan, say, down to William Fitch.
The research comes as College Station joined Bryan, among other cities in Texas, in beginning a roadway maintenance fee that is added to utility bills. A Bryan man's 36th arrest since 1987 followed gunfire outside his West Side home and is good news for neighbors living in the area of West 28th and Graham.
According to the arrest report, two witnesses told officers most of the neighborhood's afraid of 46-year-old Gary Stewart. One neighbor says that's because Stewart often gets drunk, walks around, and threatens people with his pistol or fires it in the air. A second neighbor thanked officers for the arrest. A third person who contacted 911 dispatcher said they did not want police contact, presumably out of fear of retaliation. Stewart, who denied having a gun or firing it, was arrested for public intoxication, unlawful possession of a weapon by a felon, throwing his gun over a neighbor's fence, and evading arrest with prior convictions. The arrest report also noted Stewart was out on parole for another 7.5 years. That's after he was released from prison last September following felony convictions for stalking and drugs. Bryan police responded to another report of gunfire at a fourplex off Wilburn Road behind Westgate Center. Witness reported seeing the suspect kick in a neighbor's door and heard a gunshot. The occupant living where the door was kicked in declined to press charges. Police obtained a search warrant and found in that unit an undisclosed amount of narcotics and an undisclosed number of firearms. No arrests were made following the search. The person accused of kicking in the door, 19-year-old Dequandas Blue of Bryan, was arrested after a foot chase for evading arrest of prior convictions. It's Blue's sixth arrest since last April. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Four employees and a customer of a North Bryan convenience store were not hurt during an armed robbery early Tuesday morning. Police report a white man who fired no shots left with an undisclosed amount of money from the Tedco store on Highway 21 at the freeway. Last August, Macy's announced closing 100 of its 730 stores as part of restructuring. Yesterday, the department store chain announced 65 locations are closing. The Post Oak Mall store is not among the eight in Texas that will close by the middle of the year. A state law rolled out in September seems to be having a positive effect on child support payments.
The law lets the State Department of Motor Vehicles deny car registration renewals to anyone who's behind on child support payments. Janice Roth with the State Attorney General's Office says the law is having the desired effect.
We have heard from 700 parents. 700 parents have made payments. They've paid $162,000 to their children because of this new law.
Rolfe says parents are notified 3 months in advance that they won't be able to renew their vehicle registration unless they make the back due child support payments. John Mark Dempsey, TSN News.
For the second time, Bryan Broadcasting Vice President and General Manager Ben Downs is serving as chairman of the Texas Association of Broadcasters. It's the first time someone has served twice in that position since the organization was founded in 1953. The timing comes as there are new faces at the FCC and the Texas legislature.
There are new people at the FCC, and these are people who will actually take our phone calls, and that's unusual for the Federal Communications Commission, but they are people who will listen to broadcasters and listen to our concerns. At the state level, it's a legislative year, and we're going to have a chance to meet with our legislators very soon. Of course, here on WTAW, we have them on the air, and we visit with them all the time. But it is it does make for a very busy term of office.
TAB President Oscar Rodriguez says Downs will be leading a 40-member board that represents the interests of the state's more than 1,200 over-the-air radio and television stations.
His leadership at the local community, his dedication to the organization over a long period of time, and his very active legislative advocacy in Austin and in D.C., and all of his experience just makes him ideally suited. I'm guessing if he ever wanted a third go-around, Texas broadcasters would happily give it to him.
Downs previously chaired the TAB board in 2003. WTAW news time is 7:36. It's 45 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. More news at 8 o'clock or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Zornemann Flooring, we love helping turn your house into a home. From floors to showers and even backsplashes, we have a wide selection of all leading brands. Need help with colors and designs? We can help with that too. Whether you are building a new home or remodeling your existing, we are here to help. Oh, and P.S., our prices are pretty great too. Find us at the corner of Boonville and Wildfire Drive in Bryan or at zfloors.net. Zornemann Flooring, where it's our pleasure to make you happy.
Good morning, it's 7:37. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. Here you go.
More clouds and sunshine today. Temperatures should be able to get up to about 60 degrees this afternoon. We'll keep quite a bit of cloudiness around tonight. It'll become breezy, lows 30 to 35. Cloudy and breezy tomorrow with a chance for a shower. It's going to be a cool day. Highs tomorrow 40 to 45. Tomorrow night, partial clearing, breezy and cold, lows near 25. We'll have sunshine Saturday. Highs on Saturday between 40 and 45. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll hear from A&M women's basketball head coach Gary Blair on tonight's game against Georgia. Meanwhile, in the NFL, Connor Cook will take the snaps for the Raiders when they face the Texans in wildcard play on Saturday. And Tiger Woods will hit the course on Torrey Pines later this month. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you are, 7:38. Let's head to Washington, D.C., and Congressman Bill Flores joins us this morning. Good morning. Good morning, Congressman. Happy New Year to you.
Well, Happy New Year, Scott. It's great to be back on the Infomaniacs again this year.
Well, you got a chance to put your hand on the Bible and take the oath again. Tell us about that.
Well, it was another great day, and I got to have my family here, and got to take my three grandkids to the floor. So that was great to be able to do that. I thought Paul Ryan did a good job of laying out conservative vision for the next 2 years. Yesterday, Mike Pence came over to Capitol, and so we got to talk about how we're going to coordinate our activities with what's going on in the White House. So I'm really excited about the opportunities of the next couple of years to move America back in the right direction.
You know, this was a president who really didn't interact with Congress very much, and now here in the waning days, he decides it's time to go over there and put together a battle plan, I guess, to save Obamacare. We know that Republicans don't like it. None of them voted for it. But exactly how concrete are the plans that you have for the replacement of Obamacare?
Well, replacement, we've got broad principle goals in terms of what we want to do. Number one, it needs to be patient-centered. Number two, it needs to rely on free market principles. Number three, it needs to be based on consumer choice, not bureaucratic decision-making. So now those are the principles. Now the hard work is going to be putting that into a legislative solution. I think we'll get there. The Republican Study Committee yesterday to offset what President Obama was trying to do is we rolled out our new health care plan for this Congress. We've done that for each of the last Congresses, and we went and had a big press conference and rolled out ours. And it's a conservative view as to how health care ought to look moving forward.
Now, some of the things that seem to make common sense, I guess, to folks on the outside are in a plan that the Republican Study Committee put out. Now, how much of that has your handprint on it because you were the outgoing head of that?
Well, quite a lot, actually. I would say, roughly 80% of it has fingerprints from when I was the chair of the Republican Study Committee, and I just turned over the gavel yesterday at lunch. So I'd say it's a substantial amount. Also, if you look at the Republican House agenda, it's called A Better Way, which is very similar to Donald Trump's Make America Great Again agenda. About 70-80% of that is based upon what we did in the Republican Study Committee, not only with respect to health care, but also with respect to tax reform and all the other initiatives that we had, national security and so forth.
Well, I think one of the
I feel like we're going to have a big part to play in the Trump administration's agenda moving forward.
Congressman Bill Flohr is joining us from D.C. The things that people are concerned about is that there would be this switch and therefore a giant gap between what exists now and the plan that the Republicans are putting forth. Talk to us about that gap period and what happens there as far as coverage under the Affordable Care Act.
Well, it's a very valid concern, and it's what liberal media has been trying to say, that we're going to throw all these folks off of health care. That is absolutely false. Here's what will happen. There will be a repeal vote on Obamacare roughly around February the 20th. And what that repeal vote will say is that Obamacare goes away, and we'll pick a date. It'll probably be 2 or 3 years out. And that people are going to say, well, that's too long. And other people say, that's not enough. Well, here's what we're trying to do. If you think it took 4 years to put Obamacare in place, and for the healthcare industry and the healthcare insurance industry to make all the systems and procedural changes to accommodate that new healthcare environment, even though it failed. And so what we've got to do is give everybody, including consumers, a chance to respond back to the new healthcare environment that we're going to have moving forward. And so the message I've been trying to say is during this transition from the repeal of Obamacare until the new system goes in place, nobody's going to lose their health care coverage. The insurance companies are still going to have the stable markets where they can write new policies, and there will be the minimal amount of disruption possible. So now some people are going to say, you've got some people that just doggedly say Obamacare's got to go away day one. Well, you just can't do that because that's where you tear the markets up and people wind up without health care. And then you've got a political disaster on your hands for a future set of elections. So you can't have that happen. So I think we've got something well thought out. But again, I think the biggest discussion today is it going to be a 2-year transition period or a 3-year transition period?
Okay. Monday, we were flabbergasted to see that the Congress was apparently going to take up congressional ethics and handling them in a different way. Donald Trump tweeted that he didn't like that idea, and that was pulled back off the table. Kind of give us that timeline and what actually happened there.
Well, what happened is the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, let me say this. Most Democrats and most Republicans do not like the Office of Congressional Ethics. Now, people say, well, what is that? Well, it's back in when Nancy Pelosi was Speaker, she set up this failed agency called Office of Congressional Ethics. And I guess it was her version of draining the swamp in Congress, actually in the House. And it's been an absolute failure. What it's done, it's tried to bring 100 different cases. 2/3 of them have been dismissed. So it hadn't been effective. In doing so, it's also cost members of Congress and their staffs their congressional rights. We don't have the right to due process under the way they do things, but there's no transparency. They try the cases in the media. So it's been just an abject failure. So anyway, the chairman of the Judiciary Committee decided, let's go ahead and reform this, reform that group, not gut it, not take it away, but reform it and give it more accountability to a function that already existed before, and that's the House Ethics Committee, which is a bipartisan committee that has a 50-50 split. So that committee can't be partisan-based. And so we tried to do that. Unfortunately, I don't think that it came up sort of at the last minute. People didn't have a chance to think, but there's a lot of emotions about the OCE because of how abusive they've been to people in the House. And so nobody had a chance to tell the Trump administration what we were really doing, because I think if we had, I don't think he would have released the tweets that he did. So here's what's going to happen. I mean, here's what happened. We went ahead on Tuesday morning and pulled that off of the agenda for the House rules package. And then over the next 7 months between now and the end of July, we'll come up with a bipartisan solution to reform the Office of Congressional Ethics. It's a screwed up mess, for lack of a better term.
Mm-hmm.
But over the next 7 months, we've got enough Democratic buy-in to fix this out of control agency that we'll get it right by working with the Democrats on this one.
Congressman Bill Flores joins us from Washington D.C. Finally today, Republicans are looking to be successful over the next 12 months or next 24 months. What would the metrics be there that you will feel like this will be a successful time period from your point of view?
Here are the things that I think that America should look at when they're looking at whether or not we've been successful in our first year of this Congress and the first year of the Trump administration. The first one would be, did we replace Obamacare? Now, that doesn't mean that the replacement's gone into effect. It just means that people know what it will be when it starts out in the future. The second thing is, did we reform the tax code? The third thing is, are borders more secure than they were before? The fourth thing is, do we feel like we're more secure from a national security perspective, and then our military is properly empowered and given the resources that they need to take the fight to the enemy? And also, have we substantially rolled back the regulatory environment that has been the hallmark of the Obama administration? So I think those are the principal metrics that people have to look at at this time next year when they're looking back.
All right, we've got our boxes to check. We'll see if that happens. Congressman Bill Flores.
That's true.
Congressman Bill Flores usually joins us on Wednesdays. We had to switch it today, but you can always hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Well, look forward to having a fruitful session and certainly a first week. Thanks for the time this morning.
You bet. Great talk to you, Scott. I'd ask our listeners to continue praying for our country, our military, and our first responders.
Thanks for the time.
Are you ready to get the college degree you've always dreamed of, or looking for quick training for a new career? Then look no further than Blinn College. Blinn's academic transfer rate consistently ranks among the highest in the nation and recently earned national recognition for affordability. With workforce education, online and fast-track courses available, Blinn has the perfect course for you. Classes begin soon, so register now at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
If you're living with psoriasis, you can live clear. Extract Light treatment is available locally, exclusively at Childs Dermatology. This treatment is clinically proven to slow and reverse the growth of psoriatic cells with virtually no side effects. Patients achieve 95% clearance and prolonged remission. Extract Light treatment is covered by most major insurance plans. So call Childs Dermatology to schedule your Extract Light treatments and start to live clear. Call 979-696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
And just like that, the new year is off and running. It's hard to believe we've already turned the calendar over to January and another year is before us. But time does march on, and that's why we need to make every moment count this year. Of course, that's what New Year's resolutions are all about, right? This is traditionally the time when we think about areas of our lives that need changing over the next 12 months, like losing weight or saving money. The ideas are endless, but there's one goal that easily gets overlooked, even though it may be one of the most important changes we can make. How about resolving to make every moment with your spouse and your children as meaningful as possible? Finding ways to engage with your family lets them know you matter to me. It could be a family vacation or even just going for a walk through the neighborhood. It could be reading to your children before bedtime or taking a whole Saturday to go to the ball game. What you do isn't the point. It's just that you do something. Whether or not you embrace the idea of New Year's resolutions, I hope you'll make a point of loving the important people around you more deeply and investing in their lives in the months ahead. And it's not going to be long before we'll be wondering where this year went. Don't let another 12 months go by without focusing on one of the most important and precious things in your life, your family. For more tips to help you thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Throwing salt over your shoulder to prevent bad luck is a common superstition. But when it comes to driving on icy roads, you don't want to leave your safety to fate. Every year, more than 116,000 Americans are injured by driving on snowy, slushy, or icy pavement. Just a sprinkling of salt on the road can reduce car crashes by 88%. Let's not rely on luck this winter. Icy roads end where salt begins. Find out how at alittlesalt.org.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
800-379-1174. 800-379-1174.
So it's about 9 minutes till. If you weren't with us earlier this morning, we've got our mouse pad calendar things, multi-purpose whatevers. If you want to text us, I got a couple of more spots open, a couple more to give away today. You'll have to come get them. I know, we're not going to mail them to you. It's 979-695-1620. Just text us and then come up here and get them, and it'll be yours. It's the Infomaniacs. We're in the WC Tractor Control Room, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. David Gardner's is liquidating a whole lot of merchandise. He's been doing this for a while, but all good things end, and it will end this weekend. It's over after this, so this is your last opportunity to get in there. It's not a going-out-of-business sale. David is revamping what it's going to look like inside. The David Gardner experience is going to be completely different from what it's been before. They've already got the Rolex gallery taken care of. They started there, but then they'll continue to change the look of the store. So in preparation for that, David decided it was time to liquidate, and so you'll be able to see new David Gardner designs after this is all said and done, but now's an opportunity for you to stop in and find something for somebody, even if that reason to give isn't until later in the year. This is a great opportunity for you to get tremendous savings. They've taken the final discounts. Now you have the final few days to stop in and see them. At David Gardner's, 911 University Drive. Again, the event ends this weekend.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's 7:53. Well, in A&M women's basketball, the Aggies look for their fourth straight win and to improve to 2-0 in SEC play as they head to Stegman Coliseum to take on Georgia tonight. Here's Coach Gary Blair on the upcoming game.
We got beat there the last time we played, if I'm not mistaken. And we went in with a very good ball club that year, and I think that was Andy Landers last year. The talent-wise, both teams are pretty much equal. Yes, they've lost six games. They've played a pretty good schedule. But at the same time, they're extremely young. The challenge is both of us lost more key players than any other team in the SEC. So both of us are going through the inexperience. Sometimes we might have older kids, but then they're inexperienced in producing.
The Aggies rallied from a 13-point deficit to defeat Vanderbilt 77-72 in their SEC opener. Georgia is 8-6 on the season, dropping their SEC opener 63-45 at Missouri. After this game, the Aggies head to number 24 Kentucky on Sunday at 1 p.m. Tonight's game's at 6 p.m. with pregame for both beginning 15 minutes before tip-off, and you can catch all the action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7. FM. Elsewhere in college basketball, Manu LeCompte made a short high-arching jumper over a defender with 8 seconds left, and Baylor remained undefeated with a 65-63 victory over Iowa State in the Bears' Big 12 home opener last night. In college football, the new coach for Texas, Tom Herman, has hired former Ohio State offensive coordinator Tim Beck for the same position with the Longhorns. Hiring Beck fills one of the last major spots on Herman's staff as he tries to turn a program after three consecutive losing seasons under Charlie Strong. The Longhorns haven't played in a bowl since the 2014 season. Meanwhile, in Waco, former Oregon offensive coordinator Matt Lubbock is among five new hires announced Wednesday by new Baylor coach Matt Rhule. Elsewhere in college football, according to Nick Saban, Alabama's transition at offensive coordinator from Lane Kiffin to Steve Sarkisian is going smoothly as the team prepares to face Clemson in the college football national championship Monday. Sarkisian has led two practices since assuming coordinator duties after Saban and Kiffin mutually agreed to part ways following the Crimson Tide's 24-7 win against Washington in the CFP semifinal at the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl last Saturday. In the NFL, the Raiders have announced that rookie Connor Cook will be their starting quarterback for Saturday's AFC wildcard game at Houston. Cook was inactive for the first 15 games and made his NFL debut on Sunday after Matt McGloin suffered a left shoulder injury in a 24-6 loss at Denver. He had two turnovers against the Broncos, but was 14 of 21 for 150 yards, including a 32-yard touchdown pass to Amari Cooper. Meanwhile, the Dallas Cowboys have signed guard Jonathan Cooper, hoping the top 10 pick from 2013 can provide depth in the playoffs on the injury-plagued left side of the line. Lyle Collins has been out since week three with a torn ligament in his right big toe, but could be pulled off injured reserve for the divisional playoff January 15th. The Cowboys are the number one seed in the NFC and have a first-round bye. Out on the ice, Max Pacioretty's second goal of the game on a breakaway 19 seconds into overtime lifted the Montreal Canadiens to a 4-3 victory over the Dallas Stars last night. Pacioretty took a pass from Jeff Petrie and skated in on Stars goalie Kari Lehtinen for the win. And in San Diego, Farmers Insurance Open officials say Tiger Woods is committed to playing in the event at Torrey Pines later this month. It'll be his first official PGA Tour event since he tied for 10th at the Wyndham Championship in August 2015. He's won eight times at Torrey Pines, including his last major victory in the 2008 U.S. Open. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I see from last night that the ticket prices now on the aftermarket, over $1,000 for the Alabama-Clemson game.
Yeah, which is like double of last year's.
I mean, you know, yeah, okay. I guess if you want to be there and see that, seems like the TV would get you there a little bit better and, you know, you can turn it off in your home.
And I do wonder, I would think more Clemson fans are wanting to go and witness it in person.
Sure.
If they can pull off the win.
Right.
Bama fans are like, Matt, been there, done that.
Everybody wants to say they were there when they saw Alabama lose.
Yeah,
right?
That too. Yeah.
Basically tell you that's the sense of college football right now.
I do wonder how many non-fans of either team are going.
Yeah, just interested.
Just interested
parties.
To go.
Yeah,
yep,
to
yep.
Go ahead and be that. Anyway, $1,000 if you want to do that. About 3 minutes still, folks at Intercon want to remind you it's going to be cold this weekend, and that'll remind you, especially tomorrow's an ideal day, if you just kind of run the hand around your windows, and because we're going to have north winds at about 20 miles an hour. It's going to be 40 degrees. You may already know when you walk into a room it's colder than the other rooms in your house. That's because those windows aren't doing their job. Let Intercon help you with that. The most important thing about Intercon, never any high pressure. Second most important thing is that they're local. And that makes a difference because a lot of companies have crews that go around the state or beyond and just put those windows in and they're gone. Or maybe they're new at it and they're not very good at it. Well, you know, folks at Intercon have been doing this for a long, long time. Lots of satisfied customers. They know how to get it done and get it done right. But again, most importantly, you give them a call, 823-3639. Let them come out to your place, kind of assess the situation, and then there's never any high pressure. So make the phone call, get it started. Call Intercon at 823-3639.
Swimming pools are an investment in your home and your family's enjoyment. Why not protect that investment with someone you can trust? The Pool Guy is the premier service provider in Bryan College Station. The Pool Guy offers a full staff of qualified and friendly technicians and quality products to fill your every need. The Pool Guy offers service and repair, scheduled maintenance, chemicals and supplies, and even complete renovations. The Pool Guy understands a swimming pool's needs, your expectations, and is the preferred service center and warranty provider for all major equipment manufacturers.
Call 575-6200, The Pool Guy.
With Sioux Falls Prater Equipment, you'll be able to power into the new year. Right now, get a John Deere 320E skid steer with 0% interest for 48 months, plus up to 2,000 hours of powertrain and hydraulic warranty. With 6,000 pounds of groundbreaking John Deere power and optional Michelin Tweel tires, you'll be able to dig in where other loaders just spin. Visit cptractor.com today. Offer ends February 28, 2017. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Some restrictions apply. Other offers available. See dealer for details.
About a minute till we'll be telling you this week about things that are going on at the Consumer Electronics Show. Most importantly, love has come to the Electronics Show.
Ooh.
You can wrap a text message up like a present. the consumer electronics show company called Lovebox. The wooden box plugs into an outlet, connects to Wi-Fi. A heart on the outside spins if you get a message. It will keep spinning until you open the lid. A digital screen then displays the message, ideally a message of love, and you decide who you can send your love notes through the Lovebox mobile app.
Cool.
Message is limited to 160 characters. You can reply to the digital heart by rotating the heart in the box. Oh, yeah, it costs you $120.
Oh, that's it?
That's it. Okay, love in a box for $120 at the CES. It's 8 o'clock, WTAW, College Station, Bryan.